From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in are meeting at the White House today amid increasing skepticism of the chances for a successful U.S.-North Korea summit and doubts that the meeting will take place as planned. During the scheduled 2 hours of talks, Moon is expected to try to reassure President Trump that next month's encounter with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un can lead to a historic breakthrough. Mr. Trump, according to officials in the U.S. and abroad, has been questioning his aides and foreign leaders about whether he should proceed with going to Singapore in order to meet Kim. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday demanded changes in Iran's behavior that include dropping its nuclear program, pulling back from regional conflicts and support for militant groups, and an end to its state sponsor of terrorism.
Iran continues to be, during the JCPOA, the world's largest sponsor of terror.
Pompeo warned of unprecedented financial pressures on the Iranian regime, but also held out an offer of a new day in relations if it changes course.
Once this is achieved, we're prepared to end the principal components of every one of our sanctions against the regime. We're happy at that point to reestablish full diplomatic and commercial relationships with Iran. And we're prepared to admit Iran to have advanced technology. If Iran makes this fundamental strategic shift, we too are prepared to support the modernization, reintegration of the Iranian economy into the international economic system.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the remarks, insisting his government will continue its path with the support of the people. The European Union said the Pompeo speech does not demonstrate how walking away from the nuclear agreement makes the region safer. This is VOA News. China said Tuesday it will cut tariffs on most imported cars from 25% to 15% beginning July 1st. With more from Associated Press, Charles de la Desma.
Beijing says the auto import duties will be reduced following pledges to buy more U.S. goods and end restrictions on foreign ownership in the industry. China's president promised the changes in April amid mounting pressure from Washington to narrow China's multi-billion dollar trade surplus with the U.S. But the immediate impact of the changes is expected to be rather limited. Most cars sold in China by global automakers are produced in local factories, but the tariff cut could give them more flexibility in supplying additional models produced abroad. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump has repeatedly mentioned the 25% automobile tariff as a key trade barrier. President Trump speaks tonight at a dinner sponsored by an anti-abortion group known as the Susan B. Anthony List. With more, here's reporter Matt Small from Associated Press.
President Trump is appealing to conservative voters with the new administration push to strip funding from Planned Parenthood and other family planning clinics. The initiative announced last week has arrived just in time for his speech tonight at the Susan B. Anthony List's annual Campaign for Life gala, aimed at resurrecting parts of a Reagan-era mandate banning federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions or sharing space with abortion providers. Matt Small, Washington.
Susan B. Anthony is a renowned figure in United States history, mostly known for her women's rights issues, especially fighting for the right to vote around 100 years ago. Some contend she was also an advocate for the pro-life movement. The Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday began administering an experimental Ebola vaccine to medical staff in the northwest city of Bandaka. The World Health Organization is providing more than 7,500 doses to deal with an outbreak first detected in April that has claimed at least 26 lives. Syrian forces have restored control over areas surrounding the capital of Damascus for the first time since the early days of the civil war in 2011. Now, this is yet another victory for the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Stephen Zunis, regional analyst from the University of San Francisco, said it's another step toward winning the conflict.
The question is how many people will continue to die in the government's offensives, given that the Syrian regime has cared very little about making distinctions between militia fighters and civilians in the areas they control.
The Syrian high command vowed to continue the fight against terrorists in the country. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.